So as we've just had the festival of Kishtigarbha, I thought I'd talk a bit about one of the aspects of Kishtigarbha, which is the aspect of offering. And this in the teaching of Kishtigarbha, this is portrayed as Kishtigarbha holding what's termed as the wish-fulfilling jewel. And it's traditional to make offerings of stones to Kishtigarbha, pebbles, just ordinary stones. And the teaching there is that in making that offering, just making a pure offering of something that we maybe wouldn't think is particularly valuable, but just letting go of our own judgment or a view or opinion of the value of what it is that we're offering, and just coming to see that it is the offering itself that's the important thing, the heart of the offering, the heart of offering within us that we express, which is a connection with the rest of existence. And just to be willing to actually make that offering, not think about it, not consider making a very rich and worthwhile and precious offering, but not doing it, but to actually make the offering of whatever it might be. The actual reality of making the offering makes a difference to us. It's our real expression of the heart of offering and the intention to help all beings. And this connects with the wish-fulfilling gem of Kishtigarbha in the sense that in making that offering, we come to see that any judgment or view of the worth of the offering is really beside the point. It's not about judging that. And in that sense, any pebble that we offer is a precious stone. If we don't judge it as being worthless or as being valuable, a diamond is as much a stone as a stone dug up out of the garden. And they're all made of the molecules of the universe. And in the offering, they become transformed in the sense that we can let go of our view of their worth and just see the inherent worth of making the offering. And the wish-fulfilling jewel fulfills our true wish. It's not the wish for material gains, it's not the wish for any physical or tangible thing. The true wish is the wish to live as Buddha, the wish to express the Buddha within. And we, one of the ways that we come to know that and to express that is through the heart of offering, through the willingness to give. Because that very giving is a connection with the rest of the universe, is a connection with all existence, and is making real our willingness to let go of our view of ourselves as a suffering separate self, and to step beyond that in the sense of seeing that the existence is much, much greater than that, and that the sense of a separate self that we have is really just an illusion. Really, the connection with all the rest of the universe goes right to the core of us. But how do we come to know that and see that? Well, by being willing to step beyond that sense of the limited self and giving of ourselves is a very real way of doing that. And in doing that, not only is it the true wish fulfilled, but in making the offering, we come to see that actually the true wish has always been fulfilled. This has always been Buddha. There's never been anything lacking. But we come to know that in a real way, which is, you could say, is the fulfillment of this wish that is actually already fulfilled. It's the actualization of that fulfillment. In terms of offerings, the heart of offering is at the core of the Buddha's teaching right from the beginning. in the teaching of the paramitas, the six paramitas, the first of them is the paramita of giving, or dana paramita. And the so that sense of giving is perhaps one of the most straightforward and immediate things that we can do, just to open our hearts. And there can be all sorts of practical things that we can offer in real tangible terms to those around us. We offer our skills at the place that we work, or we offer our friendship, we offer our relationships with our family, we offer within those. We offer support perhaps to those who we know, whether it be friends, relatives. And we offer dana in the sense of supporting the temple here, giving to charity, all sorts of things that you may do. And these are all ways in which we express that connectedness with the rest of the universe. In themselves, they're all valuable, and also they're all, if you like, manifestations of what you might call the true heart of giving. They're expressions of that inner movement of opening ourselves and offering of ourselves. And sometimes there's very little that we feel that we can offer. We may find that our financial position is such that we're not able to offer financial help or give to charity as we might like to do. Or we might find that our physical situation is such that we can't offer physical help to others. We can't help other people redecorate their house or dig their garden or whatever it might be, even though we would like to. So sometimes what we can do is limited. And as we get older and if we become ill, that's going to be more and more limited. And when we get to the point of lying on our deathbed, well, what can we offer? What have we got that we can offer? And that's when, in all of those situations, we can think that, well, all I have is, I don't really have anything, not even a pebble. We can be very judgmental of our ability to give or to make any difference in the world. But that's where it's really important to see that those individual things that we can do, or could do, or wish we could do, they're expressions of the true heart of giving. But it's the true heart of giving that's the important thing. That movement of openness, that movement of the willingness to give. And even when it seems that physically we're very limited, financially we're very limited, when we are lying on our deathbed and it seems there is nothing to offer, it's not about the thing that's offered, it's the offering, it's the heart of offering, the willingness to offer whatever we have. And whilst we're alive, there is always our life that we offer. Not in the sense of someone else taking it, really in the sense of living it in a way that benefits beings. That's the offering of our life. And we can always do that. We always have the possibility to do that. In the way that we interact with others, in the way that we live our life, in the way that we behave, in the very basic intent to live in a way that doesn't cause suffering, for ourselves and doesn't cause suffering for others. That's the heart of giving being manifest, being shown in the world. In terms of making the offering, there's another way in which this teaching of making the offering can be very helpful to bear in mind. And that's in our practice, in our training, when we come across something that we're finding is very difficult to deal with. And that might be a situation at work, it might be a family situation or relationship, it might be our health. health or our mental health. Or it might be something more internal or seemingly internal, like difficult feelings, difficult emotions. We find we're very angry or very resentful or very anxious or whatever it might be. And when we're in any of those circumstances, naturally we have an aspiration to move beyond that or to solve the problem or figure it out or whatever, however we might express it to ourselves. And of course it's good to engage with that and see if there is anything we can do practically. But with a lot of these situations, we can find that we get to the point where we've tried and tried and tried, and we don't seem to be able to find a way forward. We just seem to be at an impasse. I've got this situation, and whatever I do, it doesn't seem to go away, or it doesn't seem to get any better. At that point, and even before that point, I think it's really helpful if we can bear in mind that meditation practice isn't about figuring things out or trying to fix things. It's much more the willingness to give ourselves to the process of meditation and finding a way through it that in a way isn't me figuring out what that way through it is. It's much more being willing to be with it and sit with it, and in doing that, coming to know it such that our relationship with it changes a little bit. And another way of expressing that is that whatever the difficulty is, the difficult situation or the difficult aspect of training or life that's arising within us, feelings, emotions, thoughts, whatever it might be, to be willing to offer that, to, in a sense, put it on the altar and say, not in so many words, but just the sense of saying, there's something here I'm doing my best to train with, and also I acknowledge that I can't actually figure it out myself in the way that you might think you could figure out a maths problem or an issue with a simple maintenance job or something like that, that you can think through it in logical steps and come to a conclusion. A lot of things in life and our practice aren't quite like that. And sometimes it's our very banging away at it continuously in a particular direction which makes it very hard for us to see any other way of approaching it. And so to, in a sense, take a step back from that, be willing to stop striving, to stop trying, to stop trying to bring something about, and just to make the offering of it, in the sense of offering it up, putting it on the altar. And there's that sense of asking for help, not from a particular being or from a particular place, but the opening of the heart in offering and the opening of the heart in asking for help are really the same motion. It's that connectivity, that connection with the rest of the universe, not making it so personal. And that can be a very helpful image, just to bear in mind that sense of placing it on the altar, of making the offering. When it comes to meditation, we could ask, well, how do we actually make the offering? What do we need to do? That's a nice image, a nice analogy of putting it on the altar, but what does that mean in practice when we sit down to meditate? And I would say there isn't actually anything that needs to be done. If there's anything that we think of as needing to be done in meditation or us doing it, then actually it's not just sitting, it's sitting and trying to do something, it's sitting and trying to bring something about. Much more that the offering is to sit down, and when the thoughts or feelings around that arise, just to be willing to let go of those thoughts and feelings. Not let them go away, just not assuming that they will go away, But the letting go of is very much letting go of. Letting go of our intervention, of our interfering with it, trying to make it have a particular outcome. And that letting go of, not holding on to, is the offering there. There's no extra step that we need to do, just in being willing to let go of and allow to be there. That is the offering that we make to ourselves and to the issue that we're concerned about. And it's not a doing, it's a refraining from doing, which is really the heart of meditation, is that we refrain from trying to make it be one thing or another, refrain from following our own views and opinions about how it should be sorted out. And in doing that, we're much more able to allow ourselves to see it as it actually is, rather than seeing it through the filters of what I think it ought to be or how I think it should be fixed. And that sense of offering within that, I think, is very helpful in taking the focus away from me doing something. That it's offered, and it's not me then figuring it out. It's offered offered within the meditation, and then there's the possibility of something arising from that, which is not so determined, so reliant on me trying to figure out something. And I think in that sense it's useful to see that offering is actually the normal state of things. The heart of Buddha is the heart of offering. To live as Buddha is to live in a way in which we are offering our lives, we are connected with the universe. So in that sense, again, offering isn't a thing that needs to be done. It's much more seeing the ways in which I go against that, seeing the ways in which I block that flow of offering, that heart of offering. And the expression of that heart of offering doesn't mean that we then have to give all away, our money away, give all our possessions away. It doesn't mean that. It's much more that the heart of that connection with the rest of the universe, with all beings, and then within that, what does it actually seem good to do? Well, that what does it seem good to do is from an open heart, rather than from a heart guarded or closed or constricted. As we do that, this sense of the offering, and what is it that we offer, as I said with the teaching of offering stones to Kishtigarbha, it's really important that we don't judge it as what we're able to offer as being good or being middling or being not all that good. We tend to. And so just to notice that those thoughts arise, and just to notice that they're just thoughts like any other thought. It's not about the quality of what's offered. It's much more about what you might call the quality of offering. The completely open-hearted nature of the offering. And I think that sense of the quality of the offering not being the important thing, as we go on in practice, I think we come to more and more question, well, what actually is mine, in quotes, that I can offer? What even is this me that thinks it has possessions? This particular bunch of molecules that seems to hang together for a while, what does it mean that this particular bunch of molecules considers that it owns some other bunch of molecules? Within the human world there is the sense of ownership, but that's just a convention, it's something that we all agree on. But does it have any reality, really? Does it have any fundamental reality? And I think as we as we come again and again to reflect on, well, what is this me? If there's no permanent enduring self, there's no, as the Buddha says, no separate self that is something that you could divide off and which goes on and on. If that sense of self is in fact just an illusion, what is it that is making the offering? What is it that has or doesn't have things to offer? Even the molecules that make up our body and our brain, all the rest of us, they're borrowed for a while from the rest of the universe. They form a particular pattern for a while and then they'll disperse again. What does it actually mean for me to offer? And I think as we go on more and more, it seems that there is really no giver. There's nothing to give. In that sense, everything is already given. Everything is already connected with the universe. And at the same time, as we go on, as we live our lives, as we practice, we have to, in our lives and in our practice, manifest that sense of everything already given. That's the living from the open heart. And that living from the open heart, that sense of everything already given, we manifest simply through living our life from a basis of an open heart rather than a closed heart. And when we see our heart closing, when we see ourselves separating ourselves from other beings, isolating ourselves, just to notice that that's what's happening and to do our best to gently let go of that and come back to the open heart, which is the heart of Buddha.